another Michigan tradition tied to this Punchki Day. For years, Congressman John Dingell and his team would deliver boxes of Punchki to friends, a tradition that Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is determined to continue. She is here with us now from Washington. First of all, Congresswoman, I've realized there are people that kind of don't know that John Dingell's grandparents immigrated to the U.S. from Poland. Remind us, what was the family name before it was modified to Dingell?
It was Dinkelvich. So it then went short for Dingell. And John Dingell was always very proud of his Polish heritage.
And when and why did he start connecting this idea of dropping off boxes of Punchki?
You know, he has always been proud of his heritage. And he loved Punchkis, and I don't know that I was even in the room when he started this. But I know it's gone on for a long time, and, you know, rituals and traditions are important. There's things that connect us generation to generation. So it's a tradition, a ritual that actually started with his family back in Poland. And something that we've kept here, and now it probably is more important to me than ever that we keep this tradition going. New Orleans has Mardi Gras. In Michigan, we have Punchkis.
You know, I know that through the years, I have seen John Dingell boxes of Punchki at different radio stations that I've worked at through the years. And I've kind of always wondered, who gets the treats? Are they Detroit? Are they in D.C.?
Well, I'm doing a lot of people. Yesterday, I delivered them myself to every fire station in Dearborn and the police station to thank every one of the firefighters and that police that have been so good to us over the years and were there for me in the last few weeks for what's been really tough. He has sent them, he gives them to leadership in Washington, Republicans and Democrats. I'm giving them to everybody in the Michigan delegation, my colleagues on the committee, a lot of the media in the area get them as well. It's kind of, how do you make visible this wonderful tradition of his heritage? And, you know, in Michigan, we celebrate so many of the different cultures. You know, we're lucky. We celebrate when we all come together, think about what we have, that we have Italian heritage and Greek heritage and Polish heritage and Lebanese heritage. And we get the best of everybody. And it makes us just think what we get to enjoy as we celebrate everybody's heritage.
Any idea how many boxes of Punchki you're going to be delivering this year?
Well, this year it may be over the top.
Go ahead, tell us.
I'm delivering well over several thousand Punchkis to people. Because, you know, it's a way of my sort of touching John, being in touch with him and sharing him. So today it's been a hard day, a smile day, and a tough day all at the same time.
And I know you've got lots of Punchki helpers, don't you?
I do. I've got friends back home that have been helping me. My staff has been helping me. You know, even the fire and the police were. So I'm blessed. But I have tried this year to deliver as many of them as possible personally.
All right. I have to ask you, what is your favorite filling?
You know, I'm a chocolate girl, I have to say. I mean, I know it's not. I could pretend and say, oh, strawberry. It's healthy. I do chocolate. It's the best.
Well, they are delicious. I will say that I did enjoy a sampling from the box your team delivered here. And I have to thank you for, at the end of your nice letter, you say, happy Punchki Day, enjoy his memory, and don't think about any calories.
No calories. I'll tell you what I want to try. I've heard about it now for a couple of years, and I got to get to Coney Island to try the Punchki hot dog, the Punchki Coney Island dog. It has to be an interesting taste.
Well, that it does. Right about that. Well, you'll have to report in when you give that a try.
I will next year. That's what I'm going to do next year.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, happy Punchki Day, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Happy Punchki Day.